BBC Six Music Podcasts.
Six Music.
This is a free download from the BBC.
Find out more at bbc.co.uk/6music.
And now, Adam and Joe.
It's classic song wars, the war of the songs. A couple of tunes by a couple of prongs. We've picked some old ones to play you today, and we're talking about them in a ludicrous way, so check it out.
Yes, hello, welcome to another Song Wars Classics. This might even be the penultimate Song Wars Classics in the series before we return to our regular slot on Saturday mornings. And I've always wondered, and I'm sure this is something you wonder too, Joseph, you know, what if you had an your ultimate pen, right?
Mm.
Your favourite pen that did all the things.
I've been waiting for you to ask me this for 40 years.
That would be confusing.
What's my ultimate pen?
And if it was the second to last pen of all your ultimate pens, it would be the penultimate ultimate pen. Actually, that wouldn't be confusing at all, would it? Be absolutely fine.
Oh, I was actually thinking, I only just understood pen, penultimate.
Right.
I was thinking really hard about my favourite sort of pen.
Oh.
And what my penultimate one would be.
Yeah.
I was imagining some kind of pen-based execution squad,
mm-hmm.
you know, and being asked about, well, what is your penultimate pen, sir? Like what the last pen I would ever like to use is.
Yeah.
And then what the one before that would be.
Sure.
But now I understand it was merely crass
it
wordplay.
It wasn't. I was genuinely interested in the kind
of... I mean, because I love a propelling pencil.
Do you really?
And yeah, I've recently, someone gave me a beautiful propelling pencil that the lead is so fine it's like drawing with ink.
Well, that's the thing. You've got to be a very responsible person to use a propelling pencil.
Well, you've got to have refills, yeah.
And then you've got to never drop it.
Otherwise, it snaps.
It's like carrying a,
because
a vial
the bullet
of deadly
sort of,
toxin.
Yeah, because the leads all shatter
they
inside
shatter.
The shell.
And then you're left with a situation where you're trying to propel out a
and
new bit.
And it keeps ending.
And it just flops out at the end.
Do, it's a proper draftsman's pencil, but then I'm a proper draftsman.
Are you?
Yeah.
What have you designed recently?
I've been storyboarding, so I haven't actually been doing
right.
the drawing, but I've been doing what they call thumbnails.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good to have a
just
good pencil.
Just doodling on your thumbs.
This is a great pencil. Yeah, no, there's another play on words. I'm starting to understand how your sense of humor works. That's a catastrophe.
See,
oh,
he's threatened.
Did it happen to a
listeners,
cat?
Did you hear that? He's threatened. He threatened. Because he does doodle on his thumbs. That's
I
what
do.
He's been
I
doing.
Do actually doodle on my thumbs. That's another story. Do you want to hear that one?
What is it?
One day.
In what way are you using
I
the word doodle?
I was doodling on my thumbs. When suddenly...
Honey, don't doodle on your thumbs. Mom, I doodled.
Sorry, I always think of the word...
What a story.
Doodle. This is disastrous, isn't it? Listeners.
It's good.
How are you doing? As you can tell, we're still on a break. Our brains aren't properly re-engaged.
We're actually recording this in the middle of our summer break because we did one version of this and then it got lost. Something went wrong in the technicals department at the BBC. So we've been called back in mid-holiday to quickly do a replacement version. I actually haven't been on holiday yet.
Neither have I. I'm going this weekend, though.
Yeah, well, so am I.
Cool.
It's going to be pretty cool. Yeah, so that's all very exciting.
I used the word cool completely unironically.
That's fine. I think it's just, you know, it's by way of explaining that we're a little bit confused and
yeah.
rattled and we're out of shape in conversationally, in
mm-hmm.
terms of our conversational physique.
Mm-hmm.
We're a bit flabby and rusty, and that's why it's been a bit of a, you know, ramble-a-rama.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's fairly normal. Oh, dear. Just coughed up some blood there.
A little bit of blood.
A little bit of blood. He didn't. He's fine. Listeners, this week we are fishing into the Song Wars barrel, and we are pulling out a couple of very bizarre efforts that were inspired by the Lady Brain Rotting magazine, Grazia.
I think these are good. I'm proud of my Grazia song.
Mm-hmm.
When I recorded it, I was very excited by it. I thought it was going to win.
Yeah.
I listened to it over and over and over again. I think we discussed this before. Sometimes when you think you've finished a song, you listen to it a few times just to see whether there's any areas that could be improved.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I do that, I just can't stop listening to it.
Same here.
It drives me mad.
We have talked about this. Yes, I sit there with a glass of wine, hooting with laughter, rocking back and forth, patting myself on the back.
And as a result... I got overly obsessed with my piece of work and thought, well, there's no way this can't win.
Yeah.
And then it lost. We had to choose bits of text from a particular issue of Grazia magazine, and the lyrics used in these songs were, the deal was they had to be entirely found lyrics, right?
Yes.
We had to take a piece of text from this particular issue and then write music to it. So I chose the contents page in
Good
what
idea.
I thought would be a brilliant tactic that would be cleverer than anything you thought of. Mm-hmm. While I was thinking of that, I flicked past a column by a lady, a recently bereaved lady, who wrote a column in Grazia. She was writing about what it's like to try and have a new romance when you've recently lost your husband.
Yeah.
I thought, there's no way I could put that to music. That would be really appalling taste.
Totally disrespectful.
No, I couldn't do that. I'll stick to my clever contents page. Yeah. What does Count Buckley's do? He puts that very bereavement column to music.
Well, it was a tricky one. It was a tricky one because obviously I was in no way seeking to make light of the poor woman's bereavement. But it was the fact that I'd read that column before and found it quite a strange reading experience. You know, in the back of quite a tittly and tattly magazine, there is this lady writing about this
tits
very
and tats.
Serious subject.
Would a magazine full of tits and tats be good? What are tats? They're potatoes. So it would just have tits, breasts, and potatoes. You know, you'd have a lovely
girl. I've talked to you about using the T word before.
You'd have a lovely girl with her breasts on display, and then on the facing page, some lovely
potatoes that
look really lovely,
the same.
Yeah, with a bit of earth on them and maybe a couple of roots.
Well, you know, you could reverse them. You could make the potatoes very clean.
Well, what about
and
have
the
girl holding the
a
potatoes?
Bit dirty.
I bet you the British Potato Federation do an annual
calendar
that's like
calendar.
That already.
Though to have ladies on one page and then on the facing page, potatoes that look as similar as possible to their chest.
Well, we've got the name. Tits and Tats.
That's good, man. We're going to make a lot of money. So I got off the subject a little bit, which was me being very tasteless and disrespectful. I hope I've explained that what my intention was. It was purely to do a bizarre song based on the weirdness of the fact that this lady had this column in... I'm not going to talk anymore, all right? I'm just going to play the song.
I'll surmise for you. Yeah, it's your song. We'll play it first. This is Count Buckley's entry. What was it called?
It was called... It was based on one of the lyrics. Too beautiful for a grumpy old bag like me, I think.
Really? Well, here we go. This is that column from Grazia.
There's a quote from the article.
Song number one.
Nearly 3 years after Sam lost her husband in a climbing accident, she's falling in love again. But can she dare to let go of the past?
We'd started to see each other nearly every day, but never talked of the future or uttered the L word. That would have been crazy. In fact, G was right. Rob O was only 27. I had more baggage than Terminal 5. Better to let it go now. So I ignored Rob O's texts when they came. It was cold to him on the phone. Better to hurt now than later. I was too old, too damaged. He was so full of life. Always excited, always wanting to do so much, see so many things. He was too beautiful for a cranky old man like me.
Eventually, after a week of the cold shoulder, he came looking for me.
What's going on?
He asked, his pale blue eyes looking hurt. It all spilled out. Rob's death, the age difference, my fear for the future, if we had a future.
I like you a bit too much,
I said.
I'm scared.
Do you think I'm going to let you go? He replied. And just like that, I knew I had to let go of the ghosts. Kick the big bad wolf out of the fairy tale I'd once lived. And tried to give this crazy thing a proper go. I was too old. Full of life, always excited, always wanting to do so much, see so many things. He was too beautiful for a cranky old bag like me.
Well, that was very moving, I think, and funny, and I think you managed to find poetry in something that wasn't written as poetry. I mean, that was part of the challenge, wasn't it?
Well, it was the fact that the lady in this column, as I say, you know, a serious subject, but she dealt with it in quite a frothy way. And a lot of the time she was talking about the fact that she could no longer, you know, her attitude to fashion had changed and stuff. So it sort of fitted in with the rest of the mag. Mm. We actually got a message from someone who worked at Grazia saying that they had heard we were doing songs, based on the magazine.
And how excited they were about hearing them, how much they were looking forward to them.
Yeah.
After the songs went out, I don't think we got a follow-up mail.
There was kind of a deafening silence.
I'd like to know what that excited Grazia journalist felt when she or he heard
I would be gutted if I ever caused offence. Really.
I don't think that person works for Grazia anymore. I think they've moved on to Tits and Tats. I think they're the picture editor at Tits and Tats.
I wish I was.
What would your penultimate pen be?
That's a good question. Interesting you asked that.
What would your ultimate pen be? Listen, here's song number two. This is my
what
losing.
What do you mean you don't want to know
Grazia
about my ultimate pen?
Well, just think about it. We'll come back to it after the song.
I can tell you right now.
This is my Grazia song based on the contents and this lost.
Let's see what's in this week's Grazia.
This week in Grazia, fashion charts. It's Peaches, What Do You Expect by James Brown.
Oh, Peaches.
Hot news, including the great A-list baby weight race and the return of leather trousers.
Leather trousers? Yikes.
How could they sunbathe next to my drowned daughters?
That's shocking.
Style Hunter.
That's terrific.
Fiona McIntosh. On the issues getting under your skin this week. Parties.
Wow.
Anne Hathaway says I'm just trying to live my life.
Me too.
I fell in love. 4 months later I discovered I was dying.
God, that's really worrying.
They're here. It's the back hot list. Laura Craker, fashion spot on who is wearing what this week and why.
Who is wearing what this week and why?
Winter's palette. This week's fashion fix.
I'm getting confused.
And beauty hot list.
I'm panicking.
The Atkins diet is back.
God.
Chic change.
I feel sick.
A pick of this week's TV, film, and culture.
Be quiet.
That's a horoscope, some goodie bag, and that's your mag, you silly woman.
Oh, God. That was just the contents page.
There we go. Those are the Song Wars Grazia songs.
It would be a 0.5mm rotaring pen.
Would it?
It's a lovely nib.
Rotarings are nice, aren't they? They're a bit scratchy.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about my propelling pencil is it really glides. If you think about it, lead molecules that make up pencil marks are circles. So it's like sort of...
Wait.
They are. They're round,
rewind,
aren't they? They're round, so they roll around.
Lead molecules that make up... What? Are you just freestyling science here?
If you took a microscopic image of a propelling pencil drawing a mark, it would be like millions of balls.
What?
Flowing. Breaking up. It would be the nib, and then it would be breaking up in thousands of balls, and they'd be rolling like that advert for the telly where they roll... where all the bouncy balls roll down the hill in San Francisco.
Like a load of...
balls.
Balls rolling down the side of a mountain.
Yes, exactly.
It'd be, like a landslide,
a rock
slide.
That's if you were drawing on a slope.
A horizontal rock slide. Mm.
And what I'm saying is that roundness provides a beautiful flow to the pencil.
Is this something you just imagined in your head?
And then I'm imagining you with your rotoring, and that's like sort of tattooing some sort of gnarly old biker. Dragging a needle through his flesh.
I love the way you have to get competitive about this.
Micro competitive. I'm competitive on a micro analytical level.
Nano competitiveness.
That's exactly what it is. Nano competitiveness. Your scratchy,
rotoring,
dragging through the flesh of a gnarled biker.
If you could see the tip of my beautiful graphite, you would see perfect spheres rolling along the page.
You'd know what I meant if you used this pencil.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh. Le pencil.
Oh, le lead in le pencil. It's ironical, isn't it? So, anything more to say about Grazia?
Not really, no.
You've done it. I mean, does your lady never read the mag, right?
No, my lady stays away from such lady mags.
My lady still buys it.
I know, we don't have them in the house.
Flipping heck, Tucker. Every time I read the thing, it brings me down. Because it's such a weird mix of...
We're not necessarily specifically talking about Grazia, but
no.
But we sort of are. And we're also talking about all lady mags.
A lot of pink top mags.
Someone... You know, I think the ex-editor of one of those women's magazines was in the press the other day, very much saying what we said.
Right.
Saying that they're just awful. Women's magazines are generally really
They'll rot your lady brain.
Yeah, they rot ladies' brains.
It's, yeah.
And there was an ex-editor, I think she'd been let go from a magazine. I can't remember which one it was. Did anyone else read that? And she was burning her bridges left, right and centre.
Was she?
Slagging off the industry that had spat her out.
This must be tough in those mags, eh?
It's a tough world, you know, the tits and the tats, the choices of what pen to use.
At which point, we must bid you goodbye, listeners. Our time is up. Thank you so much for listening to this little placeholding podcast. We very much hope you've enjoyed it.
If you want to hear any of the Grazia songs, either of the Grazia songs, free of this blurbling, then don't forget to check out our blog, where you can find them as freestanding MP3 files, so you can use them as, say, your mobile phone ringtone.
Yes.
Or if you're a DJ, you can integrate them into your set.
Absolutely. What else could you do? You could play them loudly on the back of the bus to annoy other passengers.
Yeah, that's it, I think.
I mean, don't do that, no. But you could. Anyway, listeners, take care out there, all right? Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which leaves you with quite a lot of leeway. Still chuckling at what I just said there.
Yeah, there'll be another podcast next week, and then we'll probably be back on the radio properly.
It's true, isn't it?
So stay tuned and have a great August.
I love you, bye!
Bye.
If you enjoyed the Adam and Joe podcast, then why not try the John Richardson podcast? Download it now. bbc.co.uk/6music.
Next time on Song Wars Classic.
I've got tissues, I've got mojo back issues, but I'm sweating and I'm shaking. Could somebody help me, please?
Adam and Joe on 6 Music.